Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 17th of September. Well, it wasn't to be for Camelot, who was denied the first Triple Crown for 42 years by Enker in last Saturday's Ladbrokes St. Ledger at Doncaster. Although gaining on Enker in the closing stages, the winning post came too soon for Camelot and his young rider Joseph O'Brien. So Enker provided Sheikh Mohammed's Godolphin Operation with their sixth win in the St. Ledger. The 25-1 winner was also the first ride in the Classic for last year's Derby-winning jockey Mikhail Barcelona. Enker finished third in last month's Great Voltigeur Stakes at York, but is obviously an improving colt, and he provided trainer Mahmoud Al-Zarouni with his first win in the St. Ledger. Now, looking back on one or two highlights from Doncaster, Time's Up was an appropriate winner of the Stobart Doncaster Cup, following his victory in last month's Lonsdale Cup at York for trainer John Dunlop, who has announced his decision to retire from the training ranks at the end of the season after 46 years of training from his base in Arundel in Sussex. Well, Midland trainer Matt Johnston sent out Sir Graham Wade to win the Mallard Handicap for Stayers. James Bowes Girl took the valuable nursery handicap for Moulton trainer Richard Fahey, and Doc Hay landed the Portland Handicap for Sprinters for North Yorkshire trainer David O'Meara. Other notable winner was Soul Power, successful in the Scarborough Stakes and a former winner of the Nunthorpe Stakes at York. Now, talking of York, last month's Yorkshire Oaks winner, the French-trained Charita, won another Group 1 race last Sunday at Longchamp, the Prix Vermeil. Charita was second in last year's Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, and she will go back for the Arc on Sunday the 7th of October. Also last Saturday, Royal Diamond, who finished second in the Ebor Handicap at York, won the Irish St. Ledger at the Curragh. Now, looking at the action this week in Yorkshire, the season at Thirsk comes to an end tomorrow, Tuesday. It's an 8-race programme at the North Yorkshire track, starting at 2:10. Dolphin Rock, trained at Moulton by Brian Ellison, won over course and distance earlier this month, and he can take the final race at 5:40. Well, the penultimate meeting of the season at Beverley takes place on Wednesday, due to begin at 2:00, while Pontefract is in action on Thursday, starting at 2:30. Then on Saturday, there's a 1:55 start to racing at Catterick, the feature race being the Pinpoint Recruitment September Stakes over 1.5 miles, offering prize money of £15,000. And racecourses at Catterick will be able to see the action from both Newbury and Ayr on the big screen, including the Ayr Gold Cup, which will include several horses from our region. And finally, congratulations go to Moulton trainer Richard Fahey, who sent out Barefoot Lady to win the Canadian Stakes, a Grade 2 contest last Sunday at Woodbine Racecourse Toronto. Barefoot Lady could now be aimed at one of Canada's most significant races, the Grade 1 E.P. Taylor Stakes, next month at Woodbine. Enjoy your racing.